Well, in the city, the stock market has reacted positively to the news of the bailout deal for Cyprus, which will now get 10 billion euro cash injection to keep its banking system going and prevent it from crashing out of the eurozone. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, overnight shares in the Far East rose on this news. Of course, we've had rises today in the FTSE and in Europe. So I guess speculators, the stock markets are pretty happy.
Yes, I mean, I think we've got that initial shot in the arm from the markets this morning. And of course, whenever something big like this happens over a weekend, you have to wait till Monday for the markets to open to get the reaction. And of course, we knew that these talks were going into the weekend, and it was gonna go one way or the other this morning. It was either we were going to get a deal and the markets were going to go higher, or we weren't going to reach that deal, and of course, we'd see a big sell-off today. But of course, we did get the deal, and the markets are rallying higher. But I think the key point will be just how long they can sustain this rally for over the week. Of course, you've got the hysteria that comes with the deal being done, but once the finer details get ironed out and once we know exactly what's going on, that's when we'll have to see exactly if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
But haven't we been here before, James, with Greece and Spain, Portugal, etc., etc.? A lot of people have said, well, it's not going to work because it's the long term which counts. And we sort of drag on, we seem to survive, and lurching from one possible to another, and then it seems to be okay. Is this what everybody's hoping for this time?
Well, I think the whole Eurozone crisis has been a bit of a joke from start to finish, to be perfectly honest. We've seen the ECB bumbling over different bailouts, whether it be Greece, whether it be Spain, whether it be Cyprus or Ireland, of course. We've seen them deadlines extended and deadlines missed, and we've seen so many issues going on with the Eurozone for the last 2 or 3 years now. So, I mean, the big thing that we've had in Greece and of course in Spain is that we've had bailouts, and not just one bailout, we've had multiple bailouts, and they haven't worked. They haven't solved any of the problems. And of course, these are short-term measures that stabilizes things in the short term, but of course in the long term we've still got all of these issues going on. And of course, you get to a point where you don't necessarily hear so much of it in the news, but of course the problems are still there and they just don't go away. So bailouts aren't always the answer.
Although, we still get up in the morning, people are still working, even throughout Europe, and even in some of the very, very difficult periods and times that we've had in the southern Mediterranean states, you know, there is some kind of semblance of normality, or am I wrong?
Well, life, of course, does have to go on, but of course, you look at the unemployment levels, and that's the big thing. That's where you really look at the how these economies are performing. And of course, this is now the big worry in Cyprus. Of course, you're going to have austerity measures. Undoubtedly, there'll be austerity measures within this bailout deal. So there'll be real struggling times in Cyprus. Of course, we've seen the same things in Greece. We've seen the same sort of austerity measures happen in Spain. You look at the unemployment situation. We've got unemployment in Spain almost above 25%, of course, which is huge. Unemployment in Greece is really big. So that's the worry we've got in Cyprus. Of course, you've got people struggling with their money at the moment, and of course this is why there's at the moment there's still jobs in Cyprus. Now, of course, you maybe look at the situation a year from now when the austerity measures are really hitting, when the banks aren't lending to anyone because they still don't have any cash and the jobs just aren't there. That's where this big issue will come in. It's not now. This is the short-term shot in the arm and things being solved in the short term. But in the long term, there's a real struggle on their hands.
But we are yet to get a reaction as well, aren't we, from those who have 100,000 euros and plus in those accounts, some of them perhaps from abroad. The queues that have been growing outside cash machines across Cyprus, maybe they'll calm down a little bit, because perhaps what everybody's looking at really is they're trying to prevent a run on the banks, that the sort of ordinary investor, the ordinary chap on the street.
This is the big thing. Before, when we were talking about this last week, the issue was, and the initial plan that was touted out, was that anyone with below 100,000 euros in their bank account, they would also receive a haircut or a charge on the money that they have in their bank. So the normal man on the street was looking to withdraw their cash. Now, the terms of this new bailout means that people with less than 100,000 euros in the bank, their deposits are protected. It's anyone with above 100,000 euros in the bank which now has these issues. But of course, the rate at which they could be charged, it has gone through the roof. So we're talking that these people people could be charged around 30, even 40% for the money they have in the bank. So that's a big issue, and of course is bigger than withdrawing cash from the bank. So we may not have the old-fashioned run on the banks like we saw in the UK with Northern Rock a few years ago. However, of course, the problems run even deeper for the banks than just withdrawing cash from the cash machines.